My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Browns Cowboys coming up on Sunday, 4:25. It's America's Game of the Week on Fox. Of course, if you ask The Athletic, they took a poll. They said you guys aren't really excited for it. Of the hope-o-meter that The Athletic ran, where they had 12,000 fan participants, the Browns came in ranked 28th in fan optimism. 28th, a team that was in the playoffs last year.
Ridiculous, Kenny.
The Saints, the Giants, and the Dallas Cowboys are behind them. The Cowboys, who were 12-5 last year. To talk about this team where these two fan bases have some high standards. Brad Sham joins us right now, the voice of the Cowboys and the Cowboys Radio Network on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brad, it's an honor. It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So what type of Cowboys team are we going to see? Because guys from afar, like, we're outsiders, Brad, so we pay attention to the Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones-isms and the back and forth and CeeDee Lamb on Twitter and the whatnot. What type of Cowboys team is this going to be this year when it actually comes down to playing football?
Well, paying attention to anything on Twitter is the beginning of your problem. So you got to fix that before I don't think anybody really knows for sure, and that's reflected in that poll that you're talking about. I have been doing this is 46 years now, and I don't recall a time that I have seen such a negative fan base. Now, let me just say that I think this is a really fickle fan base. I've said this many, many times. I think it's a very fickle fan base to begin with, especially the ones who live down here. And some of that comes with a lot of championship contention that went on for the better part of 30 years. And so now they're at a point where just being good and having a good, entertaining team to watch that's in contention, that's not good enough anymore. I think that's a societal problem, but that's not what you asked me. You know, part of the uncertainty is about the number of good players who left, and there were several who they would have liked to have kept, but they've got salary. They got some salary cap issues, knowing that they had a deal to do with Lamb, which they've done, and the ongoing conversations with Dak Prescott, which don't affect his availability now, and then the fact that there's an extension available for Micah Parsons on the horizon next year. Fans are not interested in the salary cap, and that's fine. That's they're entitled to not be interested, but as a result, they had a number of players who were good players who left, and they did not sign very many veteran players to replace them. And so you're left to kind of, if you're a fan, you're left to hope that the players that were drafted will take up the slack, and hope is not a plan. So they think, and, you know, I was at training camp, but seen all the practices. I mean, it looks like their rookies are going to make a contribution. But the first month is liable to be a little rocky while they get things straightened out. And then whatever the league's attitude toward running backs is, you know, fans are great. They can on one hand say, oh, don't pay a running back. And then when you don't have one who looks like the lead back, they say, well, you don't have a running back. So they've got a real question mark. Doesn't mean that they're going to be a negative, but they've got a question mark about how the running game is going to be and how the running back labor is going to be divided. I mean, I think they are a competitive team over the course of the year. Who knows what will happen Sunday? But I think they've got a chance to compete for a playoff team. To be a playoff team. Another thing that goes into the uncertainty is you've got a pretty significant philosophical change in one of the coordinators. So Dan Quinn, who did a great job here for 3 years, obviously left to become the head coach in Washington. And Mike Zimmer, who has a terrific track record in the league, including here, came back as defensive coordinator. I've known Zim for a long time. I think he does a great job, and he's what they needed. But his system is different than what they had. And now they've lost Deron Bland, a cornerback who had a really good year last year. He'll be out for a month. And so there's a lot of question marks. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's why you watch sports. But football fans are really interesting. They want everything decided immediately, and that's not real in the NFL. So what I expect Sunday is a really good game. I mean, look, Kevin Stefanski, I don't have to tell you guys, the coach of the year using four quarterbacks. That's unheard of. And without Nick Chubb for a big hunk of the year. You can't be coach of the year and have a playoff team and four quarterbacks. We've had years down here where they've had to go through four quarterbacks, and they have not been playoff years, I'll guarantee you. So, you know, I think it doesn't matter what the fans think, and the Browns players and coaches and the Cowboys players and coaches both understand that can be used as motivation.
All right, we're talking to Brad Sham of the Cowboys Radio Network with us on the hotline. So Dak Prescott, second in MVP voting a season ago, and yet it seems like he's one of the guys that get talked about the most in the NFL when it comes to pressure and whether or not he can do this job to the optimal levels for the Dallas Cowboys. Is there a disconnect there?
Sure, in my opinion. There's a disconnect between national media motivation and reality. So it's a fact that he has not had playoff success. That's an irrefutable fact. And I like people down here who say, well, I wouldn't pay him $60 million. Well, it's not your money. But I always say, when I get in these conversations, I always say, all right, that's fine. You don't want to pay him that money. Who in the league who is starting now would you take over him? And if you're generous and allow for some people to take a guy where they'd be debate, I can't get past six or seven who I would take over Dak. So he knows, every quarterback knows, every head coach knows.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. In thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Until they have postseason success, they're not going to be taken seriously. And the clock is running on the guy in Buffalo and the guy with the Chargers, because now those, you know, Allen has at least taken his team into the championship game. He's gotten close, but he won't be judged by that by his critics ultimately. All I can tell you about Dak, well, first of all, all the commentary nationally, this team is probably the most hated team in professional sports. I think you could throw another couple in there, but I really think overall this is the most nationally hated team by fans outside of its geographical area, and therefore people love to talk about them so that they can say bad things about them. And the people who run the television networks know that if you talk about them, that you'll get attention. It's eyeballs and clicks. They talk about Prescott way out of proportion to anything that makes any sense for their audience, but people want to hear about it and they want to talk about it. And the guys who run the TV networks know that, and that's fine. They're doing their job. He's a good quarterback. Is he a great quarterback? I don't know. I could insult a lot of people by saying, well, Peyton Manning hadn't won a Super Bowl at this point in his career. You know, Aaron Rodgers has won one, been in one, and on and on. And that's irrelevant. The quarterbacks and the head coaches are judged by how they do after the regular season's over. And the fact of the matter is, whether it's his fault or not, Dak knows that he has not won in the playoffs. I think he's one of the top six or seven quarterbacks in the league. And I think he's just coming off his best training camp. I've seen all of them. And I think he's coming off his best one. And it's still everybody around him who's got to play to give him an opportunity to be good. But, yeah, I mean, there's a big disconnect, I think, between what people talk about, especially in the national media, and what makes sense to me. But that's the nature of the business, guys. That's why you guys have this show, you
Brad,
know?
Brad, how often do you get a chance to talk to Jerry Jones? Does he ever text you during a broadcast or after?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? No. He there's a big misrepresentation about his – the degree to which he is a meddler. I think on the football side, he does have an investment, and he's part of that discussion maybe more than some people would like the owner to be, but he's also made himself the general manager, so he has, although he hasn't done the heavy lifting in running the team on a daily basis in many years. He just likes the pot stirred. He likes people talking about it. He'd rather have negative publicity than no publicity. And that's just part of his nature. No, I'll tell you what, they've been great to me and to our broadcast. And I don't see him all that often, but when I see him, he's very positive and he's been really good to me.
Is that good? I mean, can I admit that that's probably been good for business for Jerry Jones since he took over, what, 1988 or 89? Is that not true?
Yes, of course it's been good for business, and he knows that. I'll tell you a quick story. I know you were probably short on time. Dez Bryant was getting ready to sign his second contract, and it was the part of the spring where some of the rules were different, and if you didn't sign by a certain date in like June, I think it was, then you were going to miss the first 10 weeks of the season or something like that. And so he hadn't signed. And it was coming right up to it, and people were talking about sign him or don't sign him. And I saw him at an event in the spring one day, and I took him aside. I said, listen, I don't really care. I'll clean this up a little. I said, I don't really care if you sign a guy or not. But would you do me a favor and just do something? Because this is getting really tiresome. And he said, well, if we did that, we'd have to find something else for people to talk about. He likes it. He likes all the hub, but he does not meddle in things that are not, I'm going to say, his purview. And he does not integrate himself into the daily operation of the club to a tenth of what most people think.
So how much, well, that's really incredible stuff, by the way. Brad Sham joining us on the show. How much is there to the truth about the Mike McCarthy, Jerry Jones rift then?
Well, if there was a big rift, then Mike wouldn't be here.
True.
I mean, the perception is fed by the fact that Mike doesn't have a contract. I mean, one of the things that's interesting to me about this year is I've never seen a situation where a team go, and I think I'm right about this, that every member of the coaching staff and all three quarterbacks are out of contract at the end of the year. I've never seen that. And, McCarthy could have left. McCarthy could have said, hey, if you don't want to give me an extension, I've been in the playoffs 3 years in a row, won 12 games 3 years in a row. That hasn't happened here in 30 years. If you don't want to give me an extension, then I'll leave. He could do that. But he's betting on himself, and Jerry could say, you just have not done what we hired you to do in the playoffs, and so here you can now go away. Then you've got to pay him for a year of not working, and the guy's obviously a good coach. I mean, he's got those skins on the wall. Is he a great coach? I don't know, but he's had an awful lot of success. In the daily interaction that we're able to see and from talking to people not in front of microphones, I think there are things about the job that McCarthy thinks are different than any other job. And he's probably right, because there's a little circus atmosphere to this franchise that does not exist in some other places. But if Mike didn't want to be here, or Jerry didn't want him to be here, he wouldn't be here.
Brad, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the best. Enjoy your time here in Cleveland coming up this weekend.
Yep. Always like coming to Cleveland. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Brad Sham, Cowboys Radio Network, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.